Thank you for coming to this presentation. So my title is Enhancing the Rate of Latent Tuberculosis Infection Treatment Completion by Improving Patient Education Methods. So I also have to disclose that I don't have any relationship with the commercial products. So just to quickly introduce tuberculosis, which is TB, is caused by Mycobacterium tuberculosis. It usually attacks lungs, but it can also attack other parts of the body. And people usually become very ill, and therefore they are very infectious or contagious. Patients with a latent tuberculosis infection, which is LTBI, also attacked by caused by same bacteria, but this germ is dormant, what we call sleeping germs. So therefore, they do not experience any illness or they do not have any symptoms. Therefore, they are not contagious. So the way we diagnose LTBI is by skin test or a blood test. So that's what we are currently using. Chest X-ray also has to be negative, and the patient cannot have any symptoms. The treatment we offer for this patient based on CDC recommendation is isoniazid for 9 months, for rifampin for 4 months for adults and 6 months for children. So what happened to a patient who does not get LTBI treatment? The based on CDC, 5 to 10% of an infected person will develop TB at some time in their lives, and half of above people will develop TB within 2 years of infection. And we also highly recommend for certain category of people with LTBI treatment, those are people with a weakened immune system, such as HIV infection, and children under 5 years old because they have a weak immune system, and people with a chronic illness such as diabetes. So purpose of this intervention was to increase knowledge of a treatment by using pictures for non-English speaking patients, to increase the treatment adherence, and to increase the treatment completion rate. So the problem I found while I was working at the latent TB clinic with the latent TB infection patient was that they have a low literacy and a low health literacy. Most of my refugee patients, they do not even know how to read their own languages. And also, it was really difficult to give a proper education through a language line using a translation line. And currently, we are using like over 60 different languages. And also, these patients are new to the country, so everything is pretty new to them. They don't have any idea what's going on with them. So, on top of that, they're trying to get a food, healthcare, housing, take care of patients, and we threw all this information into them, and it was too much for them. And also, we did not have a really good patient education material. They were just printing out of a CDC website, just hand it to them, which is was not really effective. And therefore, we have a very poor LTBI treatment completion rate, despite free services. And also another huge problem is a lack of transportation. So this is a 2011 data. In the United States, we had over 10,000 TB cases. In Arizona, we had 256. I am from Maricopa County Department of Public Health. We had 117 patients with the TB. And in the same year, we had 132 people identified with the LTBI, and 95 people decided to go ahead and take a medication. Sad thing is only 17 people completed treatment. Although 38 people on ongoing treatment at the time of the report, but the disturbing thing was almost 50% were lost to follow-up. So my question was, in patient needing LTBI treatment who speaks a language other than English, if I use a picture, education material compared to standard education, what will be the outcome? So because I was in Arizona State University, DNP program, this was not a research project, but it was an evidence-based practice project. So I used five search engines, and I reviewed over 1,500 abstracts that maybe I can use for my projects, and I select the best 11 articles for my research projects. It was time-consuming, but it was worth it. So scope of my project was I wanted to utilize evidence-based practice and also utilize a different educational method so I can increase the treatment adherence and the treatment completion rate to 80%. And I also use a health belief model, which is basically what it is. It depends on how patient perceive their illness, their symptoms, significance of a treatment, the outcome can be different. So my population was 18 years and older. They were all refugee patients. They're all non-speaking, non-English speaking, because they have to look at my educational material. They cannot be a blind person. They were also recently diagnosed with the LTBI and they agreed to be on LTBI treatment. And I did it at the current place that I'm working at, TB clinic. So after a recruitment letter was sent out, the patient who agreed to be on my project, they signed the consent form, HIPAA form, and then I gave a visual education. This is one of my sessions that I gave to my patient. I usually have a whole family member around me and watching a computer. And I usually explain one at a time. And then right after the education, I ask them questions to see how much they retain information. And then I also provide the same, I made a brochure with the same information I gave to them. She can hand it out to the example. And then also I ask the same question at 4 weeks follow-up to see, I wanted to see how much they retain their information. So these are the example of education that I use on the computer. So my interview questionnaires and a brochure were written at fifth grade level. It approved by 3 health educators at the project site. It reviewed by my clinical director, my ASU mentor, and the TB clinic staff, and also approved by county policy committees. And these are the sample education. Basically, I asked them, do they know what is the LTBI, why they're on medication, description. Most of the patients cannot name the medicine, but at least they can describe the color and shape, so that was fine with me. How long they're supposed to be on medication. Because of this medication can cause a liver toxicity, there was several symptoms that I really want them to monitor. And then also the 2 things they need to avoid while they're on this medication, and then what do they need to do if they experience a side effect. Because the most patients that when I dealt with it, they didn't have any idea why they are taking medication. They stopped taking medication because they didn't know why, so they got scared, they stopped. Their orange color turned, the urine color turned to orange, which is normal for rifampin, and they got scared, they stopped. So there's a lot of people that stopped medication. That time they came to me. So this is a brochure that I created. Can you pass it? If you want to look at, it's the same. This is a brochure I created and gave to my patient. So it's the same information I gave them through the computer. I also create the appointment book similar to this. So the data was collected using IBM statistical package for social sciences statistics version 21 and a SAS program. And p-value was looked at it less than 0.05 and less than 0.10 because my sample size was small, so I wanted to able to see the significance. And the knowledge test and the completion rate was measured through Wilcoxon signed rank test and a chi-square. So 28 people signed up beginning and 3 dropped out, so my total number was 25. I wanted to have at least 40 patients, but because this was through the school DMP program, I had a limited time to do it, so I had to do what I can. So my mean age was 42, minimum was 20 years old, and maximum was 76 years old. I had the most patients between 51 to 80, and I had more male than female. And the most race I had was 11. My patients were married. Out of 25 patients, I had to use 9 different languages. And also, they are from 14 different countries. So for knowledge tests from initial and after 4 weeks, they retain less information after 4 weeks that has passed. However, they still showed some significant difference, so I was fine with that. And to break it down, most people, they remember what is LTBI, medications, length of treatment, 2 things to avoid, and what to do when they experience the side effects. But there are some area that didn't do well, and it might have to do with the picture I chose. So I still need to work on it. So therefore, now I just explain to them every month with the picture. So now they like, before I even open my mouth, they tell me what it is. So the final is that out of 25 patients, 80% patient completed, which is, that was my goal, and 20 patients did not complete it. So out of 20 patients who completed, 6 was with the rifampin and 14 patients with INH, and 5 did not complete it because 2 patients dropped, did not want to continue because of the side effects. 1 completed 7 months out of 9, that was okay too, but it decided not to continue. And 1 no show after 3 out of 4 from the rifampin treatment. And 1 patient decided to get treated by a primary care physician because of the distance they have to travel. So it shows a significant difference as much as my project went. So my project really improved staff's educational method, and now we are planning to translate into 6 different languages that we use most, which is Nepali, Swahili, Somali, Burmese, and Spanish, and Arabic. So impact of my project is that by using appropriate patient education, we can improve adherence to the treatment, increase health outcome, and all the way to benefit general public health. That was my main goal. So success of my project was that it improved the education method, increased the knowledge, and 80% completed ATBI treatment. The barrier was transportation. That was a huge problem. And limited funding for translation to all languages and limited time for education. In order for me to give a proper education, I needed more time than what they gave me with the 30 patients. So, and then also length of a treatment was my challenge. So my county really liked my brochure, so they made it into county's official educational material. We just add a few more pictures in it, and then we are pending to budget for translating. And I also use for every patient because even the English-speaking patient, they said they really liked it because they are visual learner, they retain memory better. Children liked it because they like to look at the pictures. So my project meets one of the Healthy People 2020 objectives, which is we're supposed to provide appropriate patient education to everybody. So in order to sustain this project, so it translating to other language, all other languages, and then also I need the teamwork from my staff. And another thing I want to improve is the no-show rate by using EMR, electronic record system, for the texting or email for the appointment reminder. That was my first project, did not work well, so I ended up doing this one. So, and then everything also is put it into policy, which is they already put in the policy now, and then the team member has to be aware of the policy. So, any questions? Yes. Yes, I can email to you if you send. Yeah, you can keep it. I don't know. It's that I didn't bring up our last.
Okay, no worries. I'll just email.
Okay.
We have time for one more now. I think you're first in the back. We'll do more here.
I think that was the reason why some area they didn't do well with remembering those symptoms. So that is a really good question. But this was I had only 3 months to finish my project. I really want to look into that again because my patient really liked it, their picture educational materials. So, thank you.